CDLA drivers.
Why are you still dealing with the headaches of long-haul driving when Central Transport gets qualified tractor-trailer drivers like you home daily and weekends off? As one of the nation's largest LTL carriers, Central Transport has an excellent customer base with dedicated routes to get you home daily. Central Transport offers our drivers a $2,000 sign-on bonus. That's right, $2,000. Central Transport offers stability, competitive pay, and the opportunity for advancement. But the advantages don't end there. Central Transport drivers receive medical and dental coverage, 401k with company match, paid holidays and time off, referral bonuses, weekly pay, and more. Make plans to find out more at Central Transport's open house being held this week, Monday through Friday at 2903 North Foundation Drive in South Bend, Indiana. Stop by to talk to Tony between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. or call Central directly at 866-700-7582. That number again is 866-700-7582. We look forward to seeing you this week at Central Transport, central to your success.
For a safe and fun Halloween experience, bring the kids to Eddy Street Commons at Notre Dame for trick-or-treating. Tuesday, October 23rd from 5 until 8 p.m. This family-friendly celebration will feature a magician, face painting, balloon twisting, Halloween crafts, and a pumpkin for kids under 10. And best of all, it's free! Dress up the kids in their favorite costume and head to Eddy Street Commons Tuesday night from 5 till 8 for trick-or-treating. Sponsored by Kite Realty, parents must accompany children throughout the event. Get details at eddycommons.com.
Midland Engineering Company has been completing quality commercial roofing jobs nationwide from right here in Michiana for nearly 100 years. But did you know Midland also boasts the area's only standalone service department in the commercial roofing business? Midland knows the negative effects a leaking roof can have on your business, so their team is ready to help Michiana's small business owners keep working. Why take a chance with your business? Trust the professionals at Midland Engineering Company, proud to be Michiana born and raised.
Talk about stress. How about when your import vehicle needs to be fixed? Where do you take it? Auto Import Specialist. The key to your satisfaction at Auto Import Specialist is their experience and expertise. They can also help you with a service and maintenance plan. When it's time to fix your vehicle, call Auto Import Specialist at 232-4151.
Avoid the stress. Call AIS. Auto Import Specialist.
Welcome to the Mishawaka Cavemen Postgame Show, presented by Sonic Drive-In on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
35-7, Mishawaka over Hobart to open sectional play as we begin the Sonic Drive-In Postgame Show. Sonic's open till midnight. Visit them on your way home for a postgame snack. Sonic on West Douglas Road in Mishawaka, just west of Main Street, also in South Bend and Michigan City. Well, it didn't take long for us to find our Jay's Crunchers crunching hit of the game. Wasn't necessarily a hit, but it was definitely the biggest defensive play of the game. Hobart driving on its first possession, and on the 12th play of the drive, Grant Jablonski made a big play for the Mishawaka defense. Couple of tight ends. Johnson under pressure, fires to the right, and it's going to be intercepted. Coming to the near side, toward the sideline, cutting it up, and still going. It's Grant Jablonski to the 30, the 20. Grant Jablonski all the way. Touchdown, pick six, Mishawaka. The extra point was good by Patton Snyder, so 7-0. And Coach, I think you kind of said it during our timeout. That really set the tone, I think, for the rest of the game.
And it changed the complexion. Hobart had everything going for them in that drive. They were chunking the Mishawaka defense. 5, 6, 7, 10-yard throws marching down the field. It was an impressive opening drive until Jablonski stepped in front and took it back to the house.
Absolutely. And, I mean, they changed quarterbacks after that as well. The starting quarterback was Riley Johnston, who came into the night with 4 interceptions this season. That was his 5th, and it went back the other way. And they went to Ryan Leto, the senior. Johnston, a sophomore. Leto, the senior. And Leto, only 4 of 6 for 77 yards coming into tonight, so not a whole lot of experience that he had, but he played pretty much the rest of the game after that. So just a big momentum early as Grant Jablonski made that play. And then on the next drive, Hobart went 3 and out. Mishawaka got the ball right back, and that takes us to our Rossini's carry of the game. And it was, I mean, we're used to calling Sam Shively and Chris Harness's name, but not on a pass, but here it is. The Cavemen have the football, second and 17 at the Hobart 39. Motion by Taylor to the left. A fake on the pitch there, and the toss on the pass play comes to Harness to the near side. Harness gets past the tackler, down the sideline, all the way, touchdown, Mishawaka. Just the second reception of the season for Chris Harness, and he turns it into a touchdown from 39 yards away. Harness with the 39-yard touchdown grab, but again, it's brought to you by Rossini's Pizza. Carry out, you're proud to bring home, Lincoln Way East of Mishawaka, across from Beeger School. Shively would add a pair of touchdown runs on the night, one from 14, the other from 1 yard away, and Chris Harness with a 30-yard touchdown run. That was the scoring. Harness, 21 carries, 146 yards rushing, as well as the 39-yard touchdown catch. Shively, 7 carries, 41 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mishawaka, 43 carries, 244 rushing yards tonight. It was just a pretty methodical, business-like night for the Cavemen out there tonight.
Yeah, and I'm watching these seniors. I assume most of them are seniors on the field for Hobart, who know that they have probably played their last game of football, and it is a very, very tough thing to do. Sean, there's only going to be 6 schools in the state of Indiana. They're gonna finish their season with a win, and unfortunately for these Hobart Brickies, who had a nice year, 7-3 in their senior season, but all good things must come to an end. This is the toughest trophy to win. This takes 3 wins to win a sectional. After that, it's 1 for the regional, 1 for the semi-state, 1 for the state championship. But it takes 3 games to win a sectional. Mishawaka is past the first step.
And again, Harness, 21 carries, 146 rushing yards, so that leaves him 252 yards behind Sam Schrader to become the school's all-time leading rusher. Schrader finished his career with 3,842 yards, and Chris Harness, now I'm going to have to do some quick math. Let me see. Chris Harness with 3,590 yards in his career. I wish I could do math in my head better, but I'm just not very good at that.
Nor am I. And the older I get, the less good I am.
That's right. So Harness, 3,590 career rushing yards. Still in second place behind Schrader, but now a matchup coming up with Riley next week. Riley defeated Clay pretty handily earlier tonight, and it's a team that Mishawaka hasn't played in a few years since the divisions came into play.
So here's what happens. So right now, at this point in time, Keith Kinder is saying, look, guys, stay focused, and the more games we win and the farther we go, the more individual accolades will come.
Yeah.
So if we win 3 or 4 more games, I guarantee you Harness becomes the all-time leading rusher. And if we continue to win, there's going to be more players that make all-conference and all-state teams. That's just going to happen. But right now, the team's success will predict the individual accolades.
You have to be... You have to be satisfied, I guess, as Keith Kinder. No turnovers tonight. They caused a couple turnovers out there tonight, including the big pick 6 by Jablonski. But, again, I think that, as he referred to in our pregame interview, when you come out, you have such a huge win like you did over Penn last week, beat them for the first time in 8 years, win the NIC North and all that stuff. I think what you have to worry about is that emotional crash, that emotional letdown, even though it is a big playoff game. But I think from that aspect, they have to be really happy with what they got tonight.
When you look at what this team has accomplished, and again, we've talked about it all year, this was an incredible schedule that they have run through from beginning to end. I mean, there have been no weeks off. And their lone loss is to Marist, And we've talked about it, the two-hour rain delay, and they're the number three team in, or number two team in 8A in Illinois.
Number three, number but three. Brother Rice, the only team to beat them, is number two in 7A.
7A, yeah. So, I mean, it's been an amazing schedule that they have come through. There's been a couple of quarters or halves that we've worried about letdowns, but they have still won the games.
Here's something else that's interesting, because I think when Mishawaka beat Valparaiso in the second week of the season, everybody said, well, Valpo's not that good this year. Well, guess what? Valpo lost to Penn in the season opener. They lost to Mishawaka week two. I don't know what they did tonight, but they closed the regular season after that with seven straight wins.
6A is off.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They're off tonight. They've won seven straight since Mishawaka and Penn beat them. So Valpo turned out to be still a pretty good Valpo team in 6A. So, I mean, that's a really good win, obviously.
It's been a very, very tough schedule, and they have come through it amazingly well. And, you know, I mean, we've talked about it before. If they hang on to the football, they can beat anybody.
Yep. We want to thank John Finneran from the South Bend Tribune for helping us out with those individual stats tonight. We're still trying to come up with a name for that offensive line, that those six guys on the offensive line. So we might still be searching for a while. I don't know.
And next week they may only play five offensive linemen again, and it's all gone to waste.
But that's right.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely got an advantage tonight by playing the extra guy. It forced an extra gap. And I don't know. I didn't see the films. I don't know if Hobart was a stemming team or a stunning team by adding that extra gap. You know, it just make it something that at this point in time you're looking for every little advantage you can get. And tonight it paid off.
And they'll come out next week and add a new wrinkle when they take on Riley, I'm sure.
They'll be in shotgun next week.
That's right. Hey, you never know. Sam Shively could come out slinging it like he did at the end of the first half against Marion, a couple weeks ago. So, all right. So that's going to do it for tonight. We want to thank the Mishawaka Network crew, the video crew, who always does a great job at the home games, but they were out here tonight as well doing some video on the road. And thanks to them as they pack up and head home. We'll see them in the quarters at Steel Stadium in the press box next week. Again, our thanks to John Finneran for helping us out with the stats as well from the South Bend Tribune. For Scott Bovenkirk, Matt Embry back in the studio, I'm Sean Stiers. Matt will have more scores from around the area. 35-7, Mishawaka over Hobart in the sectional opener. And they will be back home at Steel Stadium next week to host the Riley Wildcats in round two of sectional play. The Sonic Drive-In postgame show continues right after this on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
Hi, football fans. This is Rick Shutt with Thor Industries. We love this time of year because team pride is on full display in Mishawaka and beyond. That team culture from Friday night sidelines extends to our Thor Industries team. With great job opportunities in many different sectors of manufacturing, our team is a place where you can build your future right here in Elkhart. With 16 Thor companies in northern Indiana, we have a spot on the roster for you. Help us inspire the next generation of adventurers. Get started today at ThorIndustries.com.
Hey sports fans, football's back and so am I. This is Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. If you're in the market to purchase a new home or refinance an existing one, give me a call at 287-1152. Here at First Midwest Mortgage, we offer a wide range of mortgage loans, including conventional and our government FHA and VA loans down to a 580 credit score. Call me today, Kevin Putz, your local and trusted mortgage professional. Let me put my 20 years of mortgage experience to work for you. Call me today, 287-1152.
NMLS number 127733.
Rossini's Pizza.
Just like the cavemen, Rossini Pizza is a Mishawaka tradition. A tradition of excellence when it comes to carryout pizza. Every Rossini's Pizza is carefully made with the freshest ingredients. Their weekly specials include Monday's 18-inch one-topping pizza for just $12.99. Wednesdays feature a 14-inch pizza, garlic cheese bread, and a 2-liter for $17.49. And Saturday get two 14-inch four-topping pizzas for just $23.99. Rossini Pizza. Carryout you're proud to bring home. Lincoln Way East in Mishawaka, across from Beeger School.
Dad, Dave here. My friends at Notre Dame Federal Credit Union are celebrating 75 years of serving members right here in the local community and all over the world. This is why I love these guys. They actually have a soul and a different spirit of how they approach the customer. Since the folks at Notre Dame Federal Credit Union aren't going for profit, account members are, well, they're like owners. And it's easy to become one. Visit NotreDameFCU.com. That's NotreDameFCU.com to find out more. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Vienna, 1800. A struggling young composer completes a symphony, the first of nine that will change the course of music and electrify audiences.
The flats open, as we've talked about, and they're throwing more right now to their backs or inside receivers.
Second and 10. Leto wants to throw high. It is caught and undercut immediately. Benton. Grant Jablonski tackled him. They throw a flag on Grant Jablonski for making the tackle.
This receiver was up in the air, and Jablonski came in and made the tackle at about the back of his knees. The receiver did a flip, as we see almost every Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
And came down, and immediately the flag came out.
Wow, they're going to call this a personal foul against Grant Jablonski. And I don't know how you do that, because all he did was make a tackle. Now, I mean, the problem is the quarterback threw it too high and hung his receiver out to dry over there. Jablonski just came in and made a stop.
I mean, it looked bad, but the receiver got up. He's not out of the play. He was not injured on the play. It just looked like it hurt.
Right.
And you can't throw a flag because, in soccer, they have that dangerous play or whatever it is. I don't know.
I don't watch enough soccer to help you with that one.
I'm sorry you even brought it up. I got no idea what I'm talking about. But I was waiting for the yellow card to come out.
And we're still kind of waiting for everybody. Yeah, the officials don't even know where they want to spot the ball.
Yeah, it's a personal foul. That's all they're calling right now is a personal foul. And now they're bringing it back. I have no idea. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like they were going to. Okay, they're marking it off, apparently, from the original line of scrimmage, I guess. I don't know.
I'm sorry I can't help you out, Sean.
Yep. It's going to be first down Hobart at its own 49-yard line. 8 minutes and 40 seconds to play with the Cavemen leading by four touchdowns.
So subtract the 6-yard gain on the catch that is lost in all of this.
Handoff comes to the left to Valley. Valley will cross the 50, and they will spot him up close to the 48 of Mishawaka.
Who was the young man that did make the catch? Do you remember?
I believe it was Benton, number two.
So Benton makes a great catch.
And that's negated, apparently.
Gets knocked over apple cart. And we're going to take that away.
Leto from the shotgun in the backfield on second down and 7. He will hand it off, and Frayling is in the backfield right away to make the stop on Sal Valley.
Yeah, Frayling attacked the mesh point that time. Drove the blocker back into the backfield and was able to hold that to no gain.
I felt like earlier in this game, if Hobart had decided, you talked about the running backs, if they had decided to establish the run a little bit more, they might have been able to run the ball a little bit more. But now, at this point, Mishawaka is going to let them run the ball all they want.
Yeah. Keep the ball inside and in front of you. That's all they have to do right now to win the game.
Third and 7, Hobart from the Mishawaka 48. Leto will pass it out to the right. It is caught by the running back, Lipke. He falls down right away at the 44, where it's going to be fourth down.
Yeah, pickup of about just 3 or 4 yards on the play. And it's going to leave a 4th and 3.
Fourth down, Hobart. 6 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. And Hobart's kind
kind of take it its time.
12 seconds on the play clock.
Trips to the left, one man to the right. Leto from the shotgun, claps his hand, takes the snap underneath, incomplete, and the Cavemen take over on downs.
Misread between the quarterback and the inside receiver. Quarterback obviously thought he was going to just run a little hitch for the first down. The receiver kept going on the seam, and the ball was thrown behind him.
Let's see. We might see some reserves, but it doesn't look like it yet. So Shively is still in there at quarterback, and the give goes to the left.
There are some changes on the offensive line.
And that was not Chris Harness. That was Drew Mason, I believe. Yep. Drew Mason is the fullback. He picked up 5 yards, and he takes it again as he crosses the 50 to the 49 of Hobart. So Shively still is in at quarterback, and most of the other guys are out there, but they have Chris Harness off the field with a 4-touchdown lead and 5:36 to play. Drew Mason making his fullback debut for the Cavemen. That is a name we have not called a whole lot this year. He is 5'6", 165 pounds. We could see a lot more of Drew Mason next year when Chris Harness is gone. He's a sophomore. He takes it to the left, and Mason works his way up to the 45.
Mason on the carry. I apologize ahead of time. Mason jars his way for 4 yards to the Kevin Putz first down.
There you go.
Yeah, you
nailed it.
Yeah, it's been a long night.
It's been a weird one some ways.
It has, yeah. I think ever since we turned on that crowd mic.
I think you're right. But there is just 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Bradley Taylor goes in motion. Mason takes it and works his way up to the 41-yard line. Well, I tell you what, I mean, he's a sophomore, so you can tell. He doesn't quite have the power in the thighs like Chris Harness, but, I mean, he's getting an easy 4 yards in between the tackles every time right
this,
now.
This, most of which is a reserved offensive line, is still doing a nice job of opening holes for Mason.
Caleb Crothers is one of the split ends. He's on the field as well for Mishawaka. As Shively stays at quarterback, Mason down in the three-point stance, takes the snap and drives to the right and works his way across the 35 to the 34, where it's another Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage first down. Was Kevin Putz at Washington when you were there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew he was Washington, but I didn't know if the timing was there with you.
Three-sport athlete. Great football player. Played offensive guard for us on some great teams and was a forward on the basketball team and a catcher on our baseball team.
All right.
Yep.
First and 10 Cavemen from the Hobart 34-yard line. Motion by Taylor. The give again goes to Mason right up the gut. An easy 2 yards as the clock continues to run with 3:20 remaining. And Mishawaka cruising 35-7, about to put the finishing touches on this one. And we'll remind you that with Riley winning tonight 40-6 over Clay, it will be Mishawaka and Riley at Steel Stadium in the second round of sectionals next week.
I will miss this press box, Sean, but it will be nice to be at home.
That it will. Can we pick up this Brickyard press box and drop it on top of Steel Stadium?
I can't. Maybe you can, but I can't. But this is a beautiful facility.
Well, these bricklayers can just follow us there, right?
Yeah. Timeout, Mishawaka.
Cavemen take time with 2:41 remaining, leading 35-7. We'll take a timeout as well. 96-1, WSBT, the sports leader. 2:41 remaining here in the fourth quarter with Mishawaka looking to put the finishing touches on a 35-7 victory. It looks like we're going to have a new quarterback for the Cavemen. Is that Justin Fisher coming out on the field? I believe it is. I'll see if I can spot the other skill position guys. We've got a lot of guys we haven't seen so far as Mason takes the handoff and a lot of reserve linemen out there as well. Elijah Marshall is one of the split ends. And now another new guy coming on the field, Jarvis Delk. We've seen a little bit of him this year.
This is nice that a lot of kids get to play in a sectional championship game.
Absolutely.
And hopefully more will play. Now there's a timeout, I think, by Hobart.
Brandon Pearson also on the field as Hobart takes time. And I'm going to call some numbers out. If you want to look up their names on the roster real quick as I get out the binoculars. 69 and 75.
69 is Nigel Bloom. And what was the other one?
75.
75 is Jason DeWilkins.
66.
Christian Duddleston.
Right. Waiting. Those are the three of the offensive linemen. I'll give you a couple more here in just a sec.
They're mommies and daddies.
That's right.
Appreciate this, Sean.
53.
53 is Benjamin Singleton.
I'll give you another offensive lineman after this play as they get up to the line of scrimmage.
Of course, their mommies and daddies know their numbers.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't have to tell them their names.
That's right. Justin Fisher is the quarterback, and Mason takes the handoff once again. Give me a second. There he is. I'm waiting for him to turn.
5-yard pickup on the
76.
Play.
I don't think we've said him, have we?
76 is Braxton Kovac.
All right. So there we go. That's we've got the reserve offensive lineman
right.
Called.
Well done.
And I think we've got everybody. There's a minute 42 remaining.
And if we pick up this fourth down, this game should be over.
That's right. And the thing is, Donovan Snyder is officially the backup quarterback, and obviously he's a starter, so he's not right on the field. And so we've got Justin Fisher out there on the keeper, taking it himself, the quarterback following the center. And I just saw, okay, I've already said Drew Mason, so.
Yep.
Now there's a minute 25 remaining. First down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Mishawaka up 35-7. And the reserve offense about to finish things off for the Cavemen here tonight.
Victory offense, my favorite formation.
There they go. And Mason's going to be the deep man. Brody Robinette helping him out. Fisher takes a knee with just under a minute to play. And the Cavemen are going to have to snap it just one more time.
We talked about all the different formations that Hobart ran tonight, but this is the most important one right here.
Yep, that's right. They'll snap it one more time. I'm going to slide this window open so we can get a pick here in just a sec.
Yeah,
Fisher takes a knee one more time.
You're a multi-talented guy, Sean.
Yeah. We're doing a little bit of it all.
Call a game and still take photos.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just like you said, we got to make moms and dads happy by putting some of this stuff on social media. So
right.
35-7 as they line up for the handshakes. There's still 9 seconds left officially, but the clock winding down as Mishawaka wins its sectional opener. 35-7 here at the Brickyard in Hobart. We'll be back to finish things off with the Cavemen winning this one 35-7. They'll host Riley next week in round two of sectional play. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.